This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. The Federal Reserve wraps up a two-day meeting later today. The main news out of that will be whether the Fed decides to raise interest rates even higher or not. Most economists are expecting they will not. Instead, they're focused on the future, specifically the Fed's summary of economic projections, which will also be released today. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer explains what that is and why it's particularly important.
If you want to know what Fed officials think about the future, you've got to grapple with some initials. There's the FOMC, the Federal Open Market Committee, that sets interest rates. Four times a year, it issues its SEP, the Summary of Economic Projections.
I think the Summary of Economic Projections is the main event.
Aditya Bhave is senior U.S. economist at BofA Global Research. He says the Summary of Economic Projections lists what each member of the FOMC expects for the next few years on economic growth, the unemployment rate, inflation, and interest rates. That provides clues for the future. If, say, FOMC members think economic growth won't be so great, they'll want to stimulate the economy by lowering interest rates.
And that generally leads to more borrowing activity, which leads to more investment, and so more economic activity, more hiring.
The Summary of Economic Projections is anonymous, so you don't know who's thinking what. But Gregory Dacko, chief economist at the consulting firm EY, says it's still a useful interest rate predictor.
And that provides some forward guidance as to where monetary policy will be over the next year and next couple of years.
And today, for the first time, we'll get a look at the FOMC members' predictions for 2026. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.